I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
No, Shane cut all that. Okay, let's just shoot the shit about. Do you see all the little mixes had their babies at the same time?
Did the other one have it as well?
Yeah, she's literally twins today.
Twins?
Yeah.
Did we know
or
she was
today or
twins?
Yesterday? I don't think so.
Oh my God.
She was like, we prayed for a miracle and we got two. I was like,
line them up, isn't it?
But did, like, the Bella twins did that. The Bella twins were like, we're going to be pregnant at the same time. We're going to have birth pretty much at the same
time. That's insane. That's a lot of planning.
Now, I don't think the Little Mix girls planned that as extensively.
It must have been like their only week off.
But then if they were in lockdown, like what else were they doing, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Good for them.
Good for them. Congratulations.
Did you read the Jessie interview?
No. I'm over it.
I'm
over Jessie.
Oh, yeah? Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. She's back looking to be in the music industry very quickly. After saying she wasn't able for she needed to take time out, you know? I just kind of wish she'd take a bit more time out.
Yeah,
personally.
I think that's fair, yeah.
I just want her to be okay. I don't want her to rush into anything.
Yeah.
This is not Little Mix. We have a Little Mix episode.
This is not a Little Mix podcast. Yeah, if you want to listen to the Little Mix episode, you can listen to it on Patreon. In the meantime, we're going to update you on OnlyFans. You're listening to Bandwagons.
You did the whole intro.
Yeah.
That's so rude.
One of us had, well, you fucking say
no,
it then.
No, it's fine. You've done it now.
Jesus
He's put
Christ.
The music in. It's over.
Welcome back to Bandwagons, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're well. How are you, Breed?
I'm good.
Any goss? Any hot goss?
No hot goss. Did nothing for the weekend.
Any tepid goss?
I spent the weekend in the hot tub again.
Okay.
And that's about it.
That was tepid, yeah. But is it not always hot?
You set the temperature, but my parents had it set very cold, like 33 degrees. And I was like, body temperature is 37, so anything below that is going to cool me down.
That is completely
fair. Which is just a lukewarm tub. And I think I've talked them around now.
But I feel like a cool hot tub would be nice.
On a hot day.
On a hot day.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, no gossip than that. What did you do for the weekend?
Sorry, someone is fucking texting me here and I have no idea who it is, asking me to do something.
Put it away.
Sorry.
Do you know what happened to me this morning? I got a phone call from myself.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God I did.
You didn't?
I swear to God I took a screenshot.
How did that happen?
Oh, it didn't work. I'm going to look like such a liar.
Yeah, you are a liar.
No, I swear it came up like Bree Brown is calling you and I was like, hardly. No, here, look.
She's showing me now, hang on. That's weird.
And I answered it. Dead silence. I don't know what I was expecting to hear, like me from the future or something.
Yeah, I don't really
know. I think it might be a scam because I've been getting phone calls all week from, why does it have my name but without the fada? I would never have my name without the fada.
Yeah, Jesus. You're not an Anglo-Saxon.
No way, Sassenach.
No way. No way.
I think I've been getting calls all week from like the same, it has like the same like 08 whatever and the same first three digits of my number. And it's like, they're scam calls. They're like, this is the social welfare. Please give us your identity.
Please give us your name, like number and PPS number.
I don't stick around to hear them out.
Yeah, that's very fair. We're not talking about scam calls today. We are indeed talking about the latest update with OnlyFans, because yeah, I thought it was interesting, because I feel like a lot of people... What do you think is going on with the latest OnlyFans update? And then I'll tell you.
So I think from what I've only heard the headlines, but apparently OnlyFans have banned sexually explicit content from their platforms, or will ban. They're planning to ban.
Yeah.
Which seems stupid, because that seems like what OnlyFans was for.
100%, yeah. That's what the success is built off of, like sex workers and explicit content.
Can you tell me why?
Can I tell you why? No, I can't, because I don't even really think they're explaining it. But they basically said from October 1st, sexually explicit content will be banned. So you cannot upload, post, display or publish content on OnlyFans that shows, promotes, advertises or refers to sexually explicit content sexually explicit conduct, excuse me, which means actual or simulated sexual intercourse, including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal to genital or oral to anal between persons of any sex. Masturbation, any exhibition of the anus or genitals.
Okay. Simple nudity is allowed, is it? I read that
somewhere
and I thought it was
simple
funny.
Nudity.
What is simple nudity like? Just sitting there.
From me reading this, I think you can still get your baps out.
Yeah, no, I read on CNN. I read it out to Shane before you got here. We were trying to make sense of it.
And then other things that they've banned deepfakes, which is good. Or no, sorry. Other sections of the policy that ban deepfakes, drugs or violence remain unchanged. In an email to OnlyFans creators, the site specified that content containing nudity will continue to be allowed as long as it is consistent with the policy. Posts can show off body parts, but doing anything explicit, in brackets, or zooming in too close means they will be in violation.
So you can't be like, zooming in too close? What about like a real, real, real close-up on a nipple?
If they can tell it's a nipple, I think, then yeah. Well, no, I think if it's your
cooch,
I think.
Naked and just holding a gun.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
You should set one up and try.
I did set one up, but it wasn't for that.
Well, you can't now.
I missed the boat.
There is a writer on Twitter who actually kind of broke it down a bit more as to why it's significant. It's at Post Cult Rev, so it's Post Culture Review if you search that. A lot of people are getting the OnlyFans story wrong, and the reality of it is a lot more damaging and concerning to both the livelihood of sex workers and online freedom in general. OnlyFans isn't ditching porn and sex workers because it's trying to get new investments, which is what I believed. When I initially read it, it was like they were going to try and like,
which is stupid though, because if you cut what like everyone uses the platform for to get investments, that you're not going to get a return on investment then. Do you know, stops using the platform.
The argument was then that nobody wanted to invest in it because it was like nudie sexy, you know?
Yeah.
So it's ditching them because on October 1st, 2021, MasterCard is implementing new rules governing sites with adult content that use their payment processing systems. These rules will basically require that OnlyFans and every other site that accepts MasterCard payments not only fully verify every user and every person who appears in every adult video, but review all posted content before publication, including real-time review of live streams. The new records keeping, review processes, verification and other requirements are going to be expensive and time consuming. OnlyFans seems to have decided it's not worth it. More importantly though, these rules have put incredible pressure on smaller sites and indie creators. Of course, they could just decide not to accept MasterCard, but it's likely Visa and others will follow suit eventually. So why the rule changes? Last December, the New York Times published an opinion piece by Nick Kristoff, called The Children of Pornhub, that accused the site and its parent company of profiting off revenge porn, child porn and sex trafficking. Pornhub is obviously notoriously bad among the tube sites for its reckless lack of content moderation and exploitation of the people whose videos ended up there. Because of the story, Visa and MasterCard both cut Pornhub off. Pornhub has since moved to a model where it only posts to verified users, but the big payment processors haven't relented and are looking to remove themselves from any other business that might be involved in sex trafficking, non-consensual content, etc. Hence the rule changes. But here's the thing. Kristoff's story might have been correct on some of Pornhub's abuses, but it was deeply manipulative and painfully wrong-headed about sex trafficking and porn. And like almost anything he writes about sex, a filtered version of Christian Dominionist propaganda. This is basically just like fucking hate sex work. One of the primary sources in Christoph's article is Trafficking Hub founder Layla Micklewaite. She also works for the group Exodus Cry, a Christian group that is, among other things, anti-sex, anti-homosexuality and naturally anti-Semitic. Groups like this don't care about sex trafficking or non-consensual videos on a porn site. Those are footholds to their broader goal, which is to destroy the entire sex industry. Sex trafficking makes good narrative towards that goal. It's why the old anti-porn morality in the media group from the 60s is now called the National Centre on Sexual Exploitation. The attack on Pornhub did nothing to stop sex trafficking and a lot to take money out of the legal porn industry. The new MasterCard rules are a direct result of this, which basically means an overwrought Christian anti-sex fever dream is now dictating sexual content online. So yeah, I think there's a lot in it. We're seeing a lot of sex workers move to other sites. Tyga's after setting up his own website called MyStar.
He saw a gap.
He sure did, yeah. That's so a it's called My MYYSTA. Sorry, it's just the two Y's, it's confusing. MYYSTAR. People will know Nevo probably from TikTok. She's going to be talking to us a bit later. She's a big OnlyFans creator. Might ask her about it because I actually don't really know if it's legit. Because basically he was making a lot of money on OnlyFans himself. And he's deleted his OnlyFans account, which reportedly made him how much?
$2 million a month.
$8 million on a $20 per month subscription package.
Jesus.
And basically his argument is that MyStar is futuristic, better quality and 10% fee. So like I think, I can't remember what the exact fee is with OnlyFans. Again, I'm sure Nevo will tell us. I'm just bringing up Tyga's post here now. MyStar will become officially available in October and Tyga is taking applications on the platform's website now for those looking for an invite.
He must have known this was coming and he was just waiting to launch, was he?
I know how many people make a lot of money on OnlyFans and that's where most of their revenue is at, Tyga told Forbes. I want to give those people hope. I pay attention to the culture. I've always liked to be on the pulse and see where everybody's selling. It was just curiosity. OnlyFans takes 20% off its top, off the creator's commission. I don't think he necessarily knew that they were going to make this move, but I'd say he just wanted to do something himself anyway. Like, why would cut out the middleman, you know?
Yeah.
There's loads of posts with some kind of alternative sites in the event that you are a sex worker or someone who's on OnlyFans listening to this and you're kind of maybe freaking out. I think the general consensus is don't.
Something else will pop up
and there are alternatives. Shauna Scott joins us a bit later as well from Sexshuppa to give her view on it and kind of talk about censorship at large when it comes to, obviously her job is in sex retail, but again, anyone kind of working in that space or kind of basically posting online that is kind of beyond the norm. So that's an interesting chat. But in the meantime, let's talk to someone who's actually being affected by this and get their insight into what's happening, what's next for them, the future of OnlyFans, the future of their work on the site. We're going to talk to Nevo, so I hope you enjoy. Delighted to be joined now by Shauna Scott, owner of Sexshuppa.ie, to talk more about this OnlyFans debacle. Shauna, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
What's the weather like in Sligo?
Oh, it's lovely today. Like, the past week has been fucking miserable, but like the last couple of days have been really nice.
Indian summer, we finally have it.
Yeah.
Back to school
weather indeed. Just to kick things off, I suppose, what was your kind of first reaction when you heard about this OnlyFans update overall?
Anger, but not surprising. People have been talking about it for the last year. Like, when is OnlyFans going to dump the sex workers? Because that's sort of been the way things have been going for the last number of years since the SESTA-FOSTA laws were. Oh, yeah. They're a group of anti-trafficking bills that were passed in the United States in 2018. And ever since then, there's just been this kind of mass exodus of websites that have either voluntarily or been forced to dump the sex workers or adult creators who have helped build up their websites for them.
Yeah, it's just like, it's, again, I was kind of the same as you, like, not surprised, but it's, I suppose it's just really hard for obviously people working in that industry where they're like, what the fuck do I do now in terms of my livelihood? But then it's also whenever these stories come out, you have that immediate like discussion of like, oh, but is sex work even work from these people? And that's really hard to listen to as well.
Exactly. Yeah, I actually, when I posted about it initially, I had people in my DMs telling me that it was fake news. And I was like, what makes you say that it's fake news? And they're like, well, because like they've been saying, people have been talking about this for the last like year or two, that OnlyFans are going to dump sex workers, and they never have. And so I very quickly took to Google. I'm like, okay, no, here's three legitimate sources that are all saying the same thing. So, yeah, it's really upsetting because like I you know, I have friends who are in like various forms of sex work, but OnlyFans seem like, especially since the Panini started, that's been their main source of income. Like that's been the best possible way that they can make money. If they're doing full service sex work, they can't see their clientele. So like doing it, moving everything onto like this platform, and OnlyFans in particular seems to, like, I haven't used it personally, but it seems to have had like the best user interface. Like there's other subscription services out there for sex workers. There, I think there's a few that are created by sex workers for sex workers, but the user interface wouldn't be as easy to use as like OnlyFans.
It's mad, like people bought houses off OnlyFans in the last couple of years and now the rug has just been totally pulled.
Yeah.
Do you know, if that was like how you got your mortgage and now it's been pulled from you?
Now, the overnight thing is though, yeah, and but I think especially as Shauna said, with the pandemic, like you talk about like if anyone was doing like, I say real life sex work in inverted commas, I mean in the sense of like actually physically meeting people, yeah, or like you couldn't do that with the pandemic. You're moving all online. And then as you said, you have this kind of site that's set up, that's really popular, that's really easy to use. And then they're just like, oh, no, you can't do that anymore. And that's that's how they built their popularity. Like it's so frustrating. I do want to know why there is still that reaction, I suppose, to sex work when these stories come out. Like why, obviously it's stigma and it's shame and other things. Is there anything else to it? Like why can't people accept that it's work?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think it is just stigma and shame. But also like a lot of it has to do with, again, those anti-trafficking laws that came into effect in 2018 in the United States, in a completely different country, and it's having these like worldwide effects. And nobody is saying that human trafficking doesn't happen or that human trafficking isn't a bad thing, but it's like these issues are so complicated and so complex. And so many times, like even before the bills came in, sex workers were saying like, these are bad bills. Like these are going to put people's lives at risk. And nobody listened to them. Like nobody wants to listen to sex workers. And I think that's the problem, is like, they're listening to financial institutions that are notoriously conservative. They're listening to these, to like certain anti-trafficking groups, which like, if you do even the slightest bit of digging, you'll find that they're, not great and like mega religious and, you know, attached to anti-abortion, anti-LGBT groups and stuff. It's just such a mess.
From your own perspective then, I know it's a little bit different, but like I've been kind of following your kind of issues with censorship and on the likes of like social media and stuff. Obviously, mm-hmm. for anyone who isn't familiar, like you run sexshop.ie, the clue's in the name. Like it's a sex shop. Lots of nice sex toys. Go check that out and other bits. But how has that been for you? Like it must be so hard when you're trying to run a business and also kind of there's another layer to your business in that it's kind of like there's an education side to it. And obviously everything that you do is body safe. This is an industry that is like wildly unregulated, as you've said yourself.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mm-hmm. How difficult is that when kind of social media is considered king now in terms of marketing and selling and just pretty much getting your name out in any way at all?
Yeah, like basically anyone who works in the industry, and you don't even necessarily have to work in the industry. Like you have people who are just queer content creators or people who run body positive or body neutral accounts, folks in the disabled community who talk anything about sex and are finding that their accounts are getting shadow banned. My account's been shadow banned a number of times. There are features that I just don't have access to, like just the smallest things, like the captioning on stories. So if I want to caption my stories, I have to do it all manually because Instagram doesn't allow me the privilege of unlocking some of those features. It's very, very bizarre. And what they constantly say to us is like, you're allowed to be on our platform, and if you want to do adult stuff, you just can't do it on our platform. Well, I mean, the whole point of doing sex education, or, you know, in my case, like doing like sex retail, is like you said, it's such a ubiquitous marketing tool. You cannot market your business without being on the various different social media platforms. And we kind of like, you know, we're not dumb. We found ways to sort of get around it. Like on TikTok, for instance, you have a lot of sex workers referring to themselves as like the accountants of TikTok.
Yeah.
So we'll like just like anyone in the industry just calls themselves accountants, and just using like really euphemistic language, like sex toys gets turned to spicy toys, using kind of different letters and numbers to spell different things. Like if I want to call something lube, I would spell it L-O-O-B. So, I mean, we're always going to find a way to do the work that we do. And like sex workers will find another platform to go to, but it's intensely frustrating, the way that we're constantly, and that anyone is working who's working in the industry, whether it's like someone working in like sex toy retail or a full service sex worker or someone selling panties online, that we're constantly being treated this way and being dehumanized because we found a way to run a business that doesn't pay us minimum wage and that we're actually able to pay our rent. And they're like, no, 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 you're not doing it the right way.
What's the solution? Or is there one? The $1 million question.
I don't know. I really don't know, because again, it's so complicated and it feels so hopeless at times when you have like the biggest financial institutions are the ones that are kind of calling the shots. It's like, what the fuck can any of us do? I guess like the best way that you can help us is like just in the short to midterm is find content creators who are doing adult work. Even if you don't necessarily watch their adult content, if you appreciate their non-spicy content, or you know, if you want to support someone like me who's doing like sex toy retail, Support us that way. Like, try genuinely, like, try to find like smaller creators, smaller retailers like myself who, that like, this is our entire gig. We're not a big corporation, and, you know, moves like these from like the big, like, again, this was like pressure from financial institutions that are going to be affected by this kind of stuff. Support us that way. Like, find out what people's Cash Apps are and send them some money. Like, find out what their PayPals are, send them some money if they have an Amazon wish list, as much as I hate Amazon. But a lot of sex workers have to like have an Amazon wish list because they can't accept cash for whatever reason. So find those people, support them financially, because come October 1st, they have the rug pulled out from underneath them.
We'll end on a positive note. For any bandwagon listeners that maybe they're thinking of making a purchase at some stage, what would you recommend from sexshoppa.ie?
Oh, that kind of depends on the person. I try not to give like blanket recommendations, but if
every woman is different.
Okay, let's go for two. Let's go for your bog standard hetero female, and then we've a lot of like LGBTQ men. So maybe one for each of them. General people.
Oh my God. Again, like it's so individual. What I will say to people, if you've never purchased a toy before, and if you're kind of like a little bit curious about toys, if you go onto sexshoppa.ie, I do have a collection on my, like literally on the front page of my website that says like toys for newbies. And I have a whole list of like different types of toys that are like super newbie friendly. So that's what I would recommend.
There you go.
Did your sales go through the roof with lockdowns?
Oh my God, lockdown one, it was like the end of the world. People thought they weren't ever going to be able to fuck ever again. that was crazy. And I was in my partner's, like, lockdown in my partner's bedroom in a house with like five other people. So I was like having to like run this business, and I was like working 12-hour days for I think 4 or 5 weeks straight. It was insane.
That is insane. I'm glad that you benefited from it.
Yeah.
Where else can people find you bar sexshoppa.ie if they want to find out more?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Twitter, I've kind of pivoted to talking about Love Island for the past 8 weeks. So expect a lot of that up until tomorrow. And then you can find me on, so Instagram and Twitter are sexshoppa, all one word, S-E-X-S-I-O-P-A. And then if you want to follow my TikTok, I'm Shauna with a W underscore Scott. And that is kind of like a mix of I talk a little bit about sex toys and stuff, but for the most part, it's just like a fun platform for me to be a weirdo on.
Cool. Love it. Love it so much. Shauna Scott, thank you so much for joining us on Bandwagons.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. See you guys.
Unfortunately, Nevo actually couldn't end up joining us in the end, which is a shame. But we're hoping to get some time in with her at another stage.
In the future,
yeah. So maybe keep an eye out for that. I was talking about like alternatives to OnlyFans, and Mashable have actually put together 7 not safe for work alternatives to OnlyFans in the event that
hit me with them.
People are looking. So we have Fan Central, similar to OnlyFans, in the fans can buy a subscription to their favorite creators, but you can also buy clips a la carte as well. This site takes 25% cut of subscriptions. For reference, OnlyFans takes a 20% cut, so it is a bigger cut. And I think Fan Central kind of said that they're going to make it easy for users to migrate their content. Many vids is another one. Individual videos, bespoke videos for fans, subscription options, camming, physical store items like merch, texting, chatting options. Depending on the type of content there, though, they take between 20 and 40% of sales, which is a lot. And they also don't have a scheduling function. Fund is another one. It's a one-on-one chat service. AVN Stars. This is kind of one Shauna mentioned, that it's like buy-in for the industry. Users can make money through a subscription model, but can also sell videos, messaging services, and receive tips from fans. They take 20%. Just for Fans is one that I've heard of, but I recommend kind of precariously because I feel like I'd seen some criticism of that platform online. I think there were some issues maybe around the owner or whatever.
And their lack of imagination when naming it.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. Is My Girl, again, offers subscriptions, a la carte, and custom videos. A la carte just makes me so hungry.
That makes me hungry, yeah.
Live content, patrons can tip their creators too. Is My Girl takes 20% of revenue. And then we have loyal fans, again. In a statement after the OnlyFans announcement, loyal fans said it allows all forms of creative consensual expression. So there you go, some options there for you. And as Shauna said, like, find other ways to support them if you can. I think that's really important. I think we said that on the past OnlyFans episode, which if you haven't listened to, I do recommend listening to with our good friend Sive. Sex work is work, and we should be paying for porn.
Yeah, ethical porn.
Ethical porn. I don't consider myself to be a very ethical person. Have you watched House of Gucci yet?
No, is it out?
No, the trailer.
Oh, no.
I don't consider myself to be a very ethical person.
I thought
person,
you said you weren't going to do that accent anymore.
Well, I am. Well, I lied. That's our bag for this week. Breed's going to have some mini bandwagons in a minute, but I'm actually going to plug our own OnlyFans now.
No.
It's not OnlyFans. Oh, yes. It's just Patreon.
Yeah, we used to say Patreon was... OnlyFans was Patreon. Dirty Patreon.
Dirty Patreon,
what is,
yeah.
What is the opposite? Clean OnlyFans.
Clean OnlyFans. Oh yeah, sorry. Actually,
what did that remind you of?
After we got off the call with Shauna, she actually, because we contacted a few other people other than Nevo. Like, I emailed fucking Megan Barton Hansen. I don't know why I thought she'd ever do this podcast, but anyway,
last night
I emailed another creator that I know from Edinburgh, and I also emailed Kayla Troy, who people would know or maybe not from this year's Love Island. She was in Casa Amor. And she kind of did an exclusive interview with the Irish Mirror because she's like a big creator on OnlyFans. She has over 400,000 followers and a reported net worth of like 500k to a million. She never needed Love Island.
Jesus.
And she's kind of said, I think you could interpret the interview like a couple of ways, where she's basically said, like, she doesn't use the platform for sex work. And she, when she joined, she kind of had no idea about the other stuff that was going on.
What does she do? She does DJ sets.
She's
something?
A DJ, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, hold on, let me Google this real quick. And then I was like, okay, I see why people are thinking this, but I'm not doing that mad stuff. So I was like, I'm going to keep this page. The one thing about me is I don't listen to negative stuff. If I want to do something, I'm going to do it and make it happen in my own way. So I did it. And the good thing is, I'm happy I did keep the page and didn't listen to anyone. And she's, I think her, she's kind of sticking around even with this kind of like, in inverted commas, cleaner image that OnlyFans is going for. She said, I was actually just with some of the owners of OnlyFans over the weekend, and they were saying that because of my fan base, now I am one of the top, like in the top 10 creators on it now, because of the fan base that I've accumulated over the year. It has definitely been a lifestyle change. I was comfortable before OnlyFans. Now it is just a lot more of a comfortable lifestyle. It's just, it's kind of like, oh yeah, the company and the partners and the owners already knew me, and they saw I was promoting the page, and they were like, Kayla, we want to do an interview with you. We are trying to change the narrative of this platform, and we think you'd be great. Since you're a DJ, and we want to use you and your skills and who you know in the industry to help us change the narrative. So I was like, cool, perfect. We did the interview, and from there took off. Me and my business partner came up with a few ideas for the platform. So she does like a live stream show, OnlyFans Fridays, which obviously she DJs, whatever. So she's working directly with them now. They were sending us the money to book these artists for them because I would have relationships and connections with artists in the industry. But as the policy change is coming, Kayla said the tide and stigma has also started turning, revealing naysayers from the past have since come back asking for partner success. I do feel like it is changing now. I think in the beginning it was definitely a little tough. I have people I know messaging me saying that's a bad idea, that's bad for your career. And then the same people who told me it's a bad idea for a few months later were contacting me to see if they could book for the show. It's kind of a bittersweet moment. So it's like, I need to phrase this very carefully because I'm not going to criticize her for using it, because I think, like, fair enough, but I think it's like, I do think it's kind of like,
I think she's leaving out a massive part of the, what's happening.
Like. But I think she's also, you don't have to do any of that mad stuff. Like, just because you're not doing it doesn't mean you have to actually, and I know that's not a real dig at sex work, but it is kind of a dig at sex work, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, and I don't know. An interesting one anyway. If you want to go read that, it's the Irish Mirror. She kind of gets into it a bit more. We did email her. She did not reply because she's in Chicago having a much better time than we probably are right now.
Yeah.
In fairness.
The Irish Paris Hilton.
Who's laughing? The Irish Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's one way to describe her.
Who's laughing out? Probably Kayla Troy.
Who's laughing out? No, absolutely Kayla Troy. No matter what I say, Kayla Troy is laughing. 100%. Sorry, I just started playing my Instagram there. Anyway, mini bandwagons, Breed.
Yeah. Do you want actual mini bandwagons or do you want to take this whole segment to plug what you're doing on your Instagram?
Yeah, I would actually. I would because I have raised so much money.
Almost
and I do
grand.
Want to shag my own hole for doing absolutely sweet fuck all. So I am raising money for the situation in Afghanistan at the
not
minute.
Not the situation, Mike, the situation. Mike Sorrentino.
Not Mike Sorrentino.
He has enough.
No.
He has
enough money. I think everyone's seen the photos and everything that's going on there with the war and people being displaced. And it's a really grim situation. So I set up a little coffee account. So that's ko-fi.com/FanulaJ. And it's in my Instagram bio as well. And like, I just kind of position it as if you enjoyed any of the Love Island content over the last few weeks, throw me a few bob and I'm going to donate all of the money to Africa, like the situation. And in 24 hours, we've raised 20,000 euros.
Yeah, it's insane. Not bananas. Even 24 hours.
Yeah, not even 20. Yeah, because I'm going to donate 1,000 of my own money. What are we at now? Hang on. I need to log into the PayPal. Hang on. Anyway, yeah. So need
and then bump it because this is going to go out tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so it's probably even more now. Well, I hope it's more. People have just been insanely kind and I really appreciate it because, again, I kind of did it on a whim and then everyone was just like, here's loads of money. And then I was like absolutely hallucinating from the vaccine. I was like,
how much did you cry?
So much. I couldn't stop crying. I checked the phone in the middle of the night and I was like, again, just fully bawling away next to Kane. So yeah, if you want to check that out, anything else? Yeah, we're at 18,000 now.
Yeah, you'll definitely hit 20 by tomorrow, at least.
So demented.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm going to split it out between a few places. There's a place, someone actually messaged me on Instagram. It's like this, it's this group in Greece and they're kind of helping refugees through sport. So I'm going to split it out between a few places. I haven't decided on the other few yet. So just watch the Insta for more updates.
On behalf of all your followers, fair play to you.
Oh, thank you.
Big pat yourself on the back.
Good one. Hear that.
Good one yourself.
That's it for this. That's it for us this week. As I mentioned, we're on Patreon. We did a review of Real Life magazines in a segment that we like to call Pick Up a Life.
Pick up that life.
Pick me up a life.
Oh yeah.
Take a break from life. It's quite funny. So if you want to sign up, how much is our Patreon again? I can never
€5, £5 or five. It's five whatever currency you want.
You're going to be doing some witchy shit this week, aren't you, as well?
Probably.
Probably.
If you want, I could do tarot.
Bree's going to do tarot this week.
Yeah.
You also had horoscopes up as well if you want to read that. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, they're probably not relevant anymore because horoscopes are ever changing.
You should do a tarot. Oh, I have a great idea. You should do a tarot, but if I give you a few like celebrity relationships or items in the news.
Yes.
And then you can predict from there.
What's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe you can do like three bonus cards for whoever cries about it and wants to know their own future.
Yeah.
Which is fair. That's patreon.com/bandwagons. We are Bandwagons Podcast all over social media. If you want to leave us a review on Apple Podcast, please do. But only if it's nice. Follow us on Spotify to keep up to date on all the latest episodes. If you want to get in contact with us, bandwagonspodcast@gmail.com. And we are also on the www, bandwagonspodcast.com. This podcast has been produced by Collaborative Studios. And I think we'll see you next week. Good evening.
Thank you.
Big Batty Gal. Good evening. My favourite. Have you ever seen that video?
No.
I'll show you after. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.